Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program that the folks who, by the very nature of what they do, have a vested interest in the actions of our state legislature, our state's farmers and ranchers. We are brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Because the 2020 session of the South Dakota Legislature is, for all practical purposes, wrapped up, for today's radio purposes, we're going to visit a bit about some of the bills which were of special interest to South Dakota Corn. By the way, the information contained in this effort comes from the staff at the Corn Office, and I thank them. I begin by telling you that this year involved the use of electronic filing system for bills, which meant that it was a hectic kickoff for our legislators and lobbyists. Secondly, speaking on behalf of the staff and leadership of South Dakota Corn, I extend a heartfelt thank you to all of the folks who choose to serve. It's a sacrifice for both the legislator and their families, and we owe them a bunch. You know, whenever I find myself grumping about the folks in the legislature, or for that matter, county commission, city council, school board, I quickly remind myself, if you're so smart and so much better than Jim Wooster, you should run for office. That quickly puts a stop to my grousing. Speaking of legislation of interest this year, I begin with the governor's legislation to streamline the conditional use permit process, with streamline being the operative word. Other pieces of legislation of interest were the Agland Task Force bills designed to strengthen our property tax system, and both House Bill 1006 and House Bill 1007 passed and have been signed by the governor. This year, there were several bills involving the revision of certain provisions regarding pesticide registration, application, and the enforcement of pesticide laws. I won't go into deep details. Suffice it to say, pesticide use and regulation is vitally important. This year's legislators did a lot of hard work to make some very important and much-needed change. Finally, Senate Bill 57, known as the Hemp Bill, received a lot of attention. It's still a topic of debate and discussion, but as of right now, a lot of progress has been made. There are actually about 40 bills of interest to South Dakota Corn. We've tried to highlight just a few. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe in your spring work, and thanks for what you do.